Hi, I'm Jane Miller, the Peachtree Pro. Welcome to another in our series of Peach Pods, informational podcasts about Peachtree, QuickBooks, and related bookkeeping topics. You can listen to our archived podcasts at blog.quickbooksgal.com or visit our website, peachpods.custombiz.com. Today I'd like to talk about what's new in Peachtree 2008. The new Peachtree 2008 is out on the store shelves. I've been using it for some time now, and I have to say I'm really happy with the changes. Before you install it, you may want to listen to my podcast about installation issues as they pertain to your firewall, or visit peachtree.com, follow the links to their firewall and installation issues page. Make sure you take a look at that before you get started. Some of the new features in Peachtree 2008 are going to be discussed in this podcast. Keep in mind, I'll be talking about Peachtree Complete Accounting. However, you can find a complete product comparison chart and more information at peachtree.com. One of the first improvements I want to talk about is reporting. Now in Peachtree 2008, you can effectively see more information, and they've given us a great enhanced drill-down function. Good improvement. You can also select more fields that you want to include with their expanded filtering options. And there's a great new improvement, probably the best thing they've done in my opinion. We now can filter a report, such as your general ledger, by using any series of dates that are included in the 2 years that Peachtree keeps open. For example, I could do a general ledger from May 21st to July 4th. This is a long overdue and wonderful enhancement to Peachtree 2008. We have some improvements in our form design. We have enhanced customization of our invoices, sales orders, and quotes. We can add colors, logos, more, and the on-screen simplified process is just great. If you're a manufacturer, you may like the flexible unit and quantity decimal settings. We can now use multiple decimal settings for units and quantities, and we can go up to 5 decimal places. We can now add attachments. We can associate information files from customers, vendors, employees, and inventory items. We can use this with Microsoft Excel or with Word. We can now incorporate photos and scan documents, and we can now include nearly any kind of information in Peachtree. Another thing I like real well is we can hide our navigation centers. I have employees with varying employee access levels, and so now I can permanently hide or show the business status center or any other navigation screen in their profile. I can reduce then the amount of information that my employees can view. I have faster startup now that I'm using this feature, so this is really a nice improvement. Finally, saving records and transaction performance has been greatly improved. Just saving a transaction's faster, that's really nice. And saving a transaction while my report is open is much speedier. In other words, I could be multitasking and I could be looking at a customer ledger, for example, drill down on a transaction, maybe change it and save it. In the past, if I had that transaction and the report open, it was very time consuming. Again, my office is a power user of this new Peachtree, and we're really pleased with the improvements they've made this year. If you want more information, go to peachtree.com and compare the versions, download a free trial version, or review the new features. Make sure you double-check your computer specs to assure that your processor and RAM meet the system requirements of the new Peachtree. I recently had a longtime client who called me and said, "Jane, my Peachtree's in. Time to put 2008 on the computer." Went over there, all ready to go, and at the last minute we checked his computer specs, and guess what? He had to buy a new computer. His processor wasn't up to the job. His RAM wasn't up to the job. This is really important, particularly if you or your client has ongoing and lifetime files on that computer. If you install Peachtree on a system that can't handle it, you run the risk of locking up the computer. If client has not backed up on an external backup media, you potentially will crash his computer and he won't have access to his data. This is a big deal. Speaking of backing up, let me remind you, back up your data. Go buy a flash drive, get some CDs, get an external hard drive, whatever it takes, back up your data someplace other than the computer you're using, just in case. Remember, we've got a lot of new programs coming out right now and a lot of changes being made to QuickBooks, Peachtree, Microsoft, anything you can think of. The new Vista operating system came out this year, and everybody is reconfiguring their products to comply with Vista's needs. So back up. You may find a program that never was that big is now. Back up your data. I hope you find this discussion helpful. If you've got questions about this topic or others, just drop me a line at jane@quickbooksgal.com. Don't forget, if you're a QuickBooks user, I've got a blog, blog.quickbooksgal.com, with regular quicklets about QuickBooks and other related bookkeeping topics. Check me out. We're now serving Incline Village and Lake Tahoe. We've got two great consultants now who service that area, and they'll be happy to assist with your QuickBooks or Peachtree training and support. You can visit our website at tahoe.custombiz.com to learn more. Well, that's it for me. I appreciate your time. Hope you'll join us again next time for another in our Peach Pod series. If there are topics you want me to cover, drop me a line. I'm Jane Miller, the Peachtree Pro. Thanks for listening.